Miss Christine's Three Ways to Please Your Mistress. Be attentive to your mistress. If you really want to please your mistress, and what submissive pet or slave doesn't want that, then you have to be attentive to her. Your mistress is doing things to you, whether it's teasing your horny cock, spanking you, or giving you a hard pegging, to get a reaction from you. She adjusts and changes things based on your responses. Shouldn't you do the same? Be attentive to her needs. If you're worshiping her perfectly pedicured toes and get no response, you need to change things up. If she's groaning in pleasure, then keep doing what you're doing. Pay attention to what she's telling you by the way she reacts. Follow your mistress's commands. When a femdom gives you a command, she expects you to follow it without hesitation. Sometimes for a dom, hesitation on your part can be fun. It gives her a reason to push you. Not that we ever really need a reason. If she gives you guided masturbation instructions, listen to how, when, and where she wants you to stroke. If she tells you to suck her strap on, start bobbing on that knob. Communication with your mistress. As I wrote above, when I'm topping someone, I'm looking for certain reactions. All communication is not verbal. If I tell you to suck on my strap on and your previously throbbing hard cock is now a limp, wet noodle, then I know that's probably not your thing, and it's not getting the reaction I want. If I'm caning you, on the other hand, and a river of pre-cum is leaking down your leg, well, then I know I have a pain slut on my hands, don't I? When your mistress slows things down and asks how you're doing, be honest. This isn't topping from the bottom. It's making sure we're on the same wavelength and we're about to have a wild, fulfilling session together. This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.